It was nice. Yeah, good weekend. So that's the benefit of having a short week of for a game, is that you get the weekend to rest up and enjoy watching some games on Saturday and Sunday.
Didn't look like you got a lot of your weapons back, at least today. Are you hopeful that will change later in the week?
Yeah, I mean, you always like to have the guys back, but yeah, I figured today, you know, guys who are still didn't play last week are still, no point rushing back today, and have two more days to rest up, and hopefully, this week we have them back. If not, then obviously we have guys who are capable of playing and playing well.
Eli, did you watch the Eagles game yesterday?
I did. I watched bits and pieces of it, and Arizona played well, and they did a good job, moving the ball and playing smart, and not turning the ball over, and their defense played outstanding also.
When you already have one loss in a division, does the next game against a division opponent take on extra importance for you?
They're all important. It doesn't matter, what your record is. You don't really think about it in that terms. You think, hey, we got Philadelphia at Philadelphia, and it's always a tough environment, and they're a great team, and we got to have a great week of preparation. You go out there and know it's going to take four quarters, and it's going to take great football to get a win.
From a quarterback's perspective, what kind of adjustment is there, or is there any when you kind of switch the personnel around on the line?
No adjustment for me. I think we trust all our guys up front to do a great job and to make their blocks, and so you have total confidence, and my job is to worry about what the secondary doing, what the blitz is, what checks to get into, and then you just had to trust those guys to do their job.